Kermit's made. They actually made two movies, you believe it? One was Mrs. Brown and Got a Lovely Daughter. The other was Hold On. And you can see him from time to time on TCM. Turner Classic Movies runs them in prime time. I guess they ran out of classic movies. Anyway, so Herman's Hermits. Two movies. They can't act. Although Peter Noon has been on Broadway in a show. And Herman's Hermits coming to the Genesee Theater in Illinois in February. So, yeah. It's 7 o'clock. And before we get to the news here, I've got a list of the most annoying things our coworkers do. So when you get back to work today, you can point it out to them. Poor hygiene. Ignoring emails, leaving a mess in the kitchen area, having a messy desk, interrupting phone calls, spending too much time in the bathroom, talking loudly, and eating foods that smell horrible in the office. Years ago here, one of the young ladies at the front desk brought in her Wendy's with lots of onions on it, and the entire building, within seconds of opening it up, stunk like onions. There was a guy here, too, who smelled like garlic once, and I asked him, I said, do you take garlic pills? And he goes, oh. I said, oh, okay. So we just kind of live with the smells. It's 7:01. Good morning at WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Receive Kenosha.
Let's check news now. Here's CBS.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Vicki Barker in New Orleans on the first morning of a new year.
We woke up to terror at our door.
District Attorney Jason Williams, after 15 people were killed and more than 30 injured by a truck driven by U.S. Army veteran and apparent ISIS convert Shamsuddin Jabbar.
This is not unique to the world, but it is unique to American cities, and it's certainly unique to New Orleans.
Reporter Chris Fox has more from Texas.
The FBI continues to block entry to the North Houston neighborhood where the suspect, 42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar, lived.
So I'm born and raised in Beaumont, Texas, and now live in Houston.
Jabbar promoted his real estate company in a 2020 YouTube video. Prior to that, he served in the U.S. Army, honorably discharged. The FBI also combing through other videos for answers. President Biden.
Mere hours before the attack, he posted videos on social media indicating that he was inspired by ISIS, expressing a desire to kill. The ISIS flag was found in his vehicle.
Jabbar died in a shootout with New Orleans police. CBS's Anna Schechter has more.
He had improvised explosive devices on him, multiple IEDs, and the long gun with a silencer, reportedly another gun. So he clearly planned this.
Police in Las Vegas, meanwhile, trying to establish if there's a link with the Tesla Cybertruck that caught fire and exploded outside President-elect Donald Trump's Las Vegas hotel yesterday.
Both vehicles, I'm being told New Orleans was rented from Toro and so was ours. That's another coincidence that absolutely is continuing to bear from our investigation that we have to continue to look into.
The driver died. Seven people nearby sustained minor injuries. CBS News has just learned that that truck was rented to Matthew Allen Livelsberger, an active duty U.S. Army soldier who was serving in Germany but was on leave in Colorado, and we'll bring you more on that story as it develops. A mass shooting last night in Queens, New York left 10 teenagers hurt. CBS New York's Christina Pham has more.
Police are still searching for multiple male suspects who they say fired upon a crowd of about 15 people who were standing outside an event space. There were so many victims, the street was crowded with ambulances waiting to rush them all to hospital.
And at least three people were killed in a massive explosion in the Honolulu area, apparently involving illegal fireworks. Hawaii Governor Josh Green.
Let us put on firework displays in the community. Let us spend the monies to have something special for our citizens, which is what we've been proposing. No more fireworks shows on back streets across our state.
On Wall Street, stocks are poised to begin 2025 up significantly. This is CBS News.
Nothing makes a gathering great like Eggland's Best eggs. They're just so delicious, with better nutrition, too. For us, it's eggs any style, as long as they're the best. Eggland's Best.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, good morning. In for Stuart J. Waddles, this is Chris Morrow. A house fire in the 3400 block of 8th Avenue caused about $93,000 in damage New Year's Eve. According to a news release from the Racine Fire Department, firefighters got to the single-story home about 3:40 in the morning. The fire in the basement was controlled quickly. Nobody was in the home at the time. Ralph Malicki was sworn in as the new Racine County executive on New Year's Eve. Racine County DA Tricia Hansen administered administered the oath of office in a ceremony at the Ives Grove office complex. Malicki brings over three decades of community service experience to the position. He fills the seat left vacant by the unexpected death of Jonathan Delagrave back in June. Work expected to start soon on the Racine County redevelopment of the South Hills Country Club site. The $440 million transformation is moving ahead with the purchase of the property by Ashley Capital. The national real estate firm plans to convert the 223-acre property into the South Hills Commerce Center that will feature 10 industrial buildings. That's what's happening in news this morning. We have news for you twice an hour, the top and bottom of the hour, or on demand at WRJN.com. In the Radio Park newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles, this is Chris Morrow.
Basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brooklyn Nets are back in Milwaukee, taking on the Bucks at Fiserv Forum. The two teams played just a week ago. The Nets won that one, 111-105. NFL. The Packers say defensive back Jaire Alexander is likely done for the season. He had to have his right knee scoped Tuesday. After weeks of swelling and pain, he suffered a torn PCL back in October against the Jaguars. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's unfortunate. It is what it is. I feel for him. Obviously, he was trying to get his knee right. It wasn't getting right. And so, yeah, it's a tough deal for all of us.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
That's tough. Anytime, you talk about season-ending injuries, guys not being able to come back, it's tough, you know. Going to be praying for John, and hopefully he can recover. But, yeah, it's tough. You know, we feel for the guy, you know, definitely wants to be out there. So it's tough.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to the upper 20s for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight we'll drop to 16. Tomorrow, sunshine 23 on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high right around 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
My big plan was to teach my children responsibility by selling posters after one of my shows. So I texted my teenager. I'm like, do you want to sell posters after my show? I'll pay you. She texted back, great, sounds good. So then I texted my teenager. I'm like, do you want to sell posters after my show? I'll pay you. He texted back, no thanks, I don't need the money. He doesn't have any money. He has my money. I just texted back, you're out of the will. I'm kidding. He was never in it. My children treat me like some bank teller they reluctantly have to deal with. Once a week, they just appear in front of me. Mom said I could get a shark. So I guess I need your credit card. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? He's yelling again, Mom!
And good morning. It is 7:08 on, the back to work day for everybody. I still feel like it's Monday. Even though I worked yesterday, it just feels like Monday. And when Melissa Caprillion and her guest walked in the building, I said, whoa, we didn't do till Thursday. What are you talking about? It's Monday. It's actually Thursday. Our Racine Alder, County Board Supervisor, and what other, you have about 20 other jobs. Melissa Caprillion is here, but she's not here for the government jobs today. She's here because she brought a guest with her. She has two foreign exchange students living here for the school season, and we've talked to one recently from Belgium. And this is your other foreign exchange student, and I'm going to get the name right. Once I say it once, I'll get it a million times. Asir Ribagorda.
Yeah.
Close?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We'll go close to that microphone. I want to hear everything you have to say. Okay, and you're from España?
Yeah.
From Spain? And like the way I did that? I didn't say Spain.
That's good.
Like those other Americans do, the ugly Americans. I said España. Where are you from in Spain?
So I'm from a small town on the south of Madrid. Not really far away, like an hour.
Okay.
Give us the name, Asi.
Oh, it's called Navarre Carnero. Pretty like old rusty town, you know? Like all the old traditions and all the stuff that you think about when you think of Spain. That's how my town is. And like all the bull runs and all this stuff. That's the kind of things we're doing.
Is that where it is?
Yeah.
And here's a little fun fact for those who like to eat in Racine, and we love Old Madrid.
Yeah.
He came here, Ossie came here on his birthday, and we went to Old Madrid. And I think, oh, you know, how perfect is that? And he's looking over at the wall, and he saw the art on the wall, and he goes, I think that's from my town.
Oh, wow.
Sure enough,
good.
We got up close, and it was really reminiscent, whether it was or not, but...
Did you have paella? Whenever I paella. I always remember that from the Seinfeld episode where George Costanza's mom, what am I going to do with all this paella?
We did have that, and it's fun. I think have you been there twice since you've been here?
Yeah.
Yeah, twice. So he's helped us out.
It's good old Madrid. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, and he got to go back and meet the owner too. We went back in the kitchen, I think, on one of the Fridays, first Fridays or something like that.
Before I pick your brain, Almeria, Spain. You know where Almeria is?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the place I want to go to. Do you know what that's famous for?
And please tell us.
Do you know? Do you know?
Yeah, he probably knows.
Almeria, Spain is where they made The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, A Fistful of Dollars for a few dollars more, and just about every Italian Western. They call them Italian Western, but they were all made in Almeria, Spain.
Is that so? Did you know that, Ossie?
Bad. The thing is, I've been to Almeria once with the family, and when you go to Almeria, you realize that's kind of like... Like if Miami was in Spain, kind of, you know?
Similar to Miami. Okay. Yeah.
Almeria, Spain. Anyway, they filmed all those Italian Westerns there with Clint Eastwood in Almeria. That's it. That's my entire knowledge.
These fun facts you have.
What made you decide to do is this your senior year in high school?
Yeah.
Okay. What made you do your senior year in America?
So when I was back in Spain in my junior year, right? I was pretty much thinking about it because my parents already offered me to go to the United States when I was 14, you know. But I pretty much felt like I was too young, you know. I wasn't going to enjoy it as much. So I thought, let's wait a bit. I passed a few years, and when I was 16, I thought, let's go. I pretty much came because I always liked the culture and all the stuff that that's here. I wanted to see, how different it is actually from the movies. You know, like when you shoot the movies, like the police with the donuts and, you know, all these chasings.
With the donuts. Don't you love that? America.
I like the big burgers.
Donuts, car chases, and burgers. That's us.
That's pretty much the movie. So I wanted to see, is this really like that? You know, I wanted to know, how accurate is this? So, I just came.
Was it everything you imagined?
It's kind of something, something's not. For example, I feel like the streets, I didn't really think about it, but they're really different.
Our width of our streets struck Ossie as being something really odd. They're very wide. So if you think about, you know, our roads and maybe the roads in Europe, there's a lot of difference. And
yet cars are still crossing over the yellow lines.
We don't have enough room.
Yeah, even though it's that big, they're still not driving correctly.
But you talk about big, the size of things. So not only our roads, our vehicles, and
When people come from different countries, they always speak English. Yet, people in this country can hardly speak another language. I mean, I told you before we got on the air here, I took 6 years of Spanish, 2 in college, 4 in high school, and I could barely speak a couple of words.
I was impressed by your 2 words. They're very random.
Albondigas, which is meatballs. I don't know how I remember that. And tango sed, which means I'm thirsty. Tango meaning me. Tiene would be you.
Yeah.
Or, you know, that's the way you conjugate the verbs.
Yeah.
Anyway, you like that word? Conjugate the verbs. You like that? That makes you sound like a college graduate. So how did you learn English?
My mom. My mom meets back in Spain college dean. So she's pretty back position. So when I was 4, I remember because she wanted me to really hard to learn languages because she thought it's going to be really important. So when I was 4, and I was in my living room, in Spain it's pretty usual, just kids watching TV when my parents are working or something. So I was 4 and my mom came to me and she was which language did you want to learn? I was probably English. And she came to me, she gave me 10 papers 10 minutes later, and it was 10 English exams, and she was we're gonna do this every single weekend until you're 5.
Hmm.
And that's how I started learning English.
But you know what Asier is really good at, Don? And you think we take it for granted. We speak in a lot of slang. And I was quite impressed. And I had asked where he had picked that up. And a lot through video gaming.
Yeah.
Because I was quite impressed by his English and that he could pick up sarcasm as well.
What's it to you?
Yeah, what's it to you? And he would get it. His humor, he has it's a lot of English humor as well. That, you know, sometimes we say things like, oh, did he get it? He got it. He gets it. And he can give you it right back, too. So.
And we do speak a lot of slang. Even when I'm watching these true crime shows on TV, the police are talking in slang all the time. And if they ever get a suspect who doesn't speak English properly, it's going to go right over their head.
For sure.
And they have to get, now they sell translators on the phone where you can speak into the phone and they show it to the perp.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that. You know what a perp is?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty good. You know what a perp is?
I don't. Yeah, no.
The perp?
No.
That's the crook.
Oh, well.
When they take you from your police car to the jail cell, it's called a perp walk. And they don't.
I'm too innocent.
Yeah, right. You know. Anyway, we're going to talk about which high school you go to here.
Harborside. St. Imagery.
Okay, that's in Kenosha.
That is.
Okay.
Harborside Academy.
Hold on, because I want to get your feeling on the high school life here as opposed to high school life where you come from in your hometown. I'm sure. Is it different?
A lot.
Okay, we're going to find out what the difference is coming up in just a moment. Hey, it's 7:16, local news, timeless hits. We've got a partly sunny day on tap today with a high near 30. Becoming clear tonight, low 16. I knew we'd hit winter occasionally. I knew that 50 degrees 2 weeks ago was an anomaly. You know what anomaly is?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Do you know, Melissa?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Sunday tomorrow with a high near 24. Saturday sunny with a high near 22. And cloudy on Sunday with a high near 26. Cloudy, 24 degrees right now right here at Radio Park.
Bowden Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Bowden Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Bowden Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
WR. WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown, Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hovel has Rock and Roll Never Forget, Saturday from 10 to 2. And the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani, Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend. WRJN.
And a good morning. It's 7:19 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits. We're talking with Melissa Caprillion, our alder in the, don't tell me, 5th District. And you are the county board supervisor in the, keep going.
There you go.
4th District.
You started too,
too
all
many
the time.
Numbers, too many numbers. I got to worry about this. I'm not good at this. Not good at that. But you you have two foreign exchange students.
I do.
Living with you this year. I can ask them, what made you do that? I'm a very selfish person. I don't want people walking around my house.
Well, it's...
I don't want my wife walking around either. Go ahead. What were you saying?
No. I mean, for multiple of reasons. But one of the main ones is I have space in my house. So why not allow an opportunity for individuals to come and experience the community? I love community. And I love to travel the world as well. I try to be as cultured as I can. But functioning in my everyday world, it's difficult. So if you open your home to those that... live somewhere else in the globe. It allows myself to be more cultured, and also I have an 11-year-old at home. So it gives him an opportunity to as well. And I am a believer that when we have share spaces, we start connecting more. So I feel like I'm forever connected with you, Asir, and I know my son will be as well.
Now, how did you get did they just say, here's who's coming to live with you, or... Did you get to pick from a big picture, like a mugshot of somebody?
Yeah. So I got Asir and Dimitri were, I didn't pick either of them. However, those who sign up to do foreign exchange programs, and if you want to be a host family, you do pick. It's a really weird thing. It's almost like you're looking for an animal at a stray shelter or something. You're like, oh, look at the qualities. Look at the traits. My son has.
Oh, he looks so sad. Yes. I'll take him.
However, Dimitri, he was my first. And Kenosha Unified School District and through Harborside.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how do you get them in the high school? Because they're not registered here.
Yeah, the high schools have so many slots available for foreign exchange students, and the Nacelle Open Door that I go through had Dimitri signed up, and they said that he was in need of a host family, his original one. Something happened and it was an emergency, and I said, okay, I'm willing. And then when I was talking with Nacelle Open Door, they said we have 5 other students who don't have homes.
Oh, I feel
and,
bad.
Yes, and I was,
I mean,
like,
it's
well,
like when you pick out a puppy, all the others have to stay there. I mean, I hate to put it like, but it's kind of sad that everybody wants to come, but not everybody's got a host family. Not everybody's unselfish like you.
Oh, I would have took all 5 if I could, but I knew I had another room. So when I was getting interviewed for Dimitri, I said, well, you have other students that need it. I can clear out another room. And so, Don, I have 4 children, but 3 of them are out of the house. So that means I had an extra bedroom.
Kids?
I do.
Oh, wow.
I am. So I had an extra room. We kind of just shifted and everything. I had my junk room, if you will, or my closet.
Is that where you're living, the junk room?
No.
Oh, okay.
His room was cleaned out, and Dimitri's room was cleaned out. It's my 11-year-old who has to compromise and be in my wardrobe.
Does she make you mow the lawn and everything?
I haven't done it yet. I know Dimitri does.
Rick
Dimitri
leaves.
Has. Asi has not. Uh-huh. But hey, spring will be coming, and we'll get Asir out there
now,
to help out.
Is there snow in your hometown? Does it snow?
Almost never snows. The only time it actually snowed, it was like 10 feet tall.
10 feet tall. Yeah, the first time it snowed.
10 feet of snow?
Yeah, it was called Filomena. It was like an environmental phenomenon. You know, it wasn't like, I think it has never snowed in Spain, in my town. Until it actually snowed with Filomena. And it was so big that they had to stop like for a week everything. Like schools.
I was going to brag about our 24-inch snowstorm, and that's nothing. That's like a dusting.
And that for a one-time snowfall for it to
Whoa, 10 feet. Yeah. That's like the end of the world.
Talking how that shift in our climate and what can happen with like that enormous snowfall. While he was here, there was major flooding going on in Spain. And so the pictures of just the cars, just it looks like, you know, the mudslides that would happen in California. They can just take everything in, the floods in Spain. So, you know, a lot going on in his hometown while he was here.
Let's talk about school for a minute. Asier Ribagorda, saying it right.
Yep.
What's different about the high schools here as opposed to the high schools in your hometown?
I feel like the biggest thing is when we started here the first week, we had like a normal week, like choosing the classes, which order you want them, you know, kind of organizing. When I got in Spain, in my last school, you didn't have the time to organize. So you got in there the first day, it was pretty much normal, like, you know, meeting people, meeting the teachers, the staff. But the second day you get there, they go like, okay, next week we have 3 exams. I'm not joking. Like, we'll get there and they'll be like, now we have 3 exams. We're going to finish this, and this week. And if you don't come these days, be sure to make this homework. Like, they don't ask you. You just do it. That's the thing.
Well, that's something. The first day is, oh, it's a nice meet and greet. How are you? Meet cute and everything. Second day, all right, we got 3 exams. Where's that homework assignment? Wow, they start right in on you.
Well, that's not here.
That's in Spain.
He said they're so rigorous. It's just rigorous studies. And here it's lax. And, you know, he's even changed his wardrobe from what, you know, different laxed environment.
What kind of grades did you get there?
So in Spain, it was harder to get grades. I was around like a 7-8 because the thing is in Spain, we don't have from C to A, we have from 0 to 10.
Oh, okay. See, it's easier here because if you get a D on your report card, it's so easier to turn that into a B and nobody will know. See what I learned in school?
It's electronic now. They got smart now. Yeah, they can't change that.
Yeah, too many people have. Well, I got electronic. Well, no, I know. I don't think we did get electronic. It was a piece of.
It was a regular card.
And you had to return it every time. And the teacher would say, gee, I don't remember that B on there. Oh, okay. Hold on. We got to do some work here. Asier Ribagorda is here, and his sponsor, Melissa Caprillion, is here. We're talking about the difference between your life here, and I can't believe you speak English so well. I mean, better than a lot of people who work here. That's excellent.
What?
I like that. All right, hold on. We got Paul Harvey right now with the rest of the story at WRJN Local News and Thomas Hicks.
The rest of the story. Milton was 24 years young. He was deliriously happy and successful beyond his most extravagant expectations. First of all, he was newly wed to the lovely Vilona, freshly returned from their honeymoon. Second, his career as a lithographer was blossoming rapidly, the latter because of one man, a man Milton much admired but had never met, a man whose own star was ascending in that he had just been elected president of the United States. For when the president-elect had been a presidential candidate, Milton had mass-produced a lithograph portrait of him, taken from a photograph by Alexander Hessler. And that lithograph sold faster than Milton could produce them. Now that popular candidate was indeed the nation's next president, and the demand for his likeness was surging once again. So, newly wed, newly inspired, Milton went back to his shop in Springfield, Illinois, and returned to the task which had recently enriched him, reproducing the portrait of the local lawyer who made good Abraham Lincoln. But this is the rest of the story. Sales of the Lincoln lithograph in those weeks following his election remained brisk until one day a former customer strode into Milton's office brandishing a copy of it which he had recently purchased. He said, "I've been deceived." That startled the weary press operator in the room adjoining. Milton, alarmed as well, rose quickly from the chair behind his desk. "May I help you?" was all he could muster. "You may return my money," the intruder barked, scowling, and then he thrust the lithograph of Lincoln onto Milton's desk. "This is not," the man continued, "our next president." Astonished by this apparently insupportable claim, Milton insisted that Abraham Lincoln was indeed the subject of the photograph in question, to which the unsatisfied customer surprisingly agreed, and yet the subject as pictured here, he said, is most assuredly not the president-elect. Well, Milton was now utterly bewildered. He sank back into his chair. Would the man please explain how that could be? The answer was amazingly simple. Abe Lincoln had grown a beard. In an attempt to conceal his scrawny visage, in an attempt to appeal more leader-like, he had decided to present the nation with a complete change of face. It is that bearded countenance by which our 16th president is recognized, to this day, in fact, but that significant image adjustment was also Milton's downfall as a lithographer. For before long, scores of angry customers were returning their beardless Lincoln portraits, demanding refunds. Sales halted abruptly. Milton suddenly found himself burning thousands of outdated lithographs and on the verge of bankruptcy. Of course, now that clean-shaven Lincoln of Milton's is a valuable collector's item, if you can find one to collect. But then, it forced a desperate young man to seek another source of income for himself and his bride. You never knew the Springfield lithographer who rode the coattails of a smooth-faced Abe Lincoln to an ephemeral success. But you remember what that young printer became when, grasping at straws, he began printing board games instead. Chances are you never laid eyes on one of Milton's lithographs, but you have played the games of that young man who discovered his true destiny by a whisker. For that young man was Milton Bradley. And now you know the rest of the story.
Wow, Milton Bradley, the game guy. All right, for another Paul Harvey rest of the story, Dan Marcus this afternoon has one at 12:05. To learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. Let's check news in the morning and see what's going on. Chris is in for Stewart this morning.
Good morning from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Chris Morrow, in for Stewart J. Waddles. Pleasant Prairie continues their tradition of the 12th Night Holiday Tree Bonfire coming up on Monday. It's a celebration dating back to 1980. The free event takes place at Lake Andrea and offers community members a very unique opportunity to bid farewell to the holiday season with hot beverages, fire pits, and a huge holiday tree bonfire at the park. A funeral planned Monday in Colorado for George Petak. Racine was home for the former state senator, but the entire region and the whole state knew his name after he cast the vote to move forward on building the Brewers ballpark. His decision kept the team in Wisconsin, but cost him his Senate seat in a recall election. Petak passed away last week at the age of 75. Leaders in Mount Pleasant say they're not concerned by Microsoft's pause. The tech company last week said they would temporarily stop construction on parts of their $3.3 billion data center project in Racine County. The company says they need to redefine the design. The tech giant has talked about a $3.3 billion investment and over 2,500 construction jobs in Racine County. And if you're interested in running for local nonpartisan office this spring, now is the time to get your paperwork in to get on the ballot for the upcoming spring election. You'll need to be eligible for the office you're running for, file a notification of candidacy, circulate nomination papers, and file a campaign finance form. If you don't file paperwork in time, you can still register as a write-in candidate up until noon the Friday before the spring election on April 1st. If needed, a primary will be held on February 18th. And that's news on WRJN this morning. We do have news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or anytime on demand at WRJN.com. Chris Morrow in for Stewart J. Waddles.
What will commodity prices look like early into the new year? I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report. And Ben Brown, a University of Missouri Extension ag economist, says he's not especially bullish on soybeans.
So I think in the short run, and by short run here, I mean the next couple of months, I'm not overly bullish the soybean market. Are there things that could change that would create a bullish spark, maybe lead us a little bit higher? Absolutely. There always is those opportunities out there. But at least at the current point, over the next couple of months, I'm not really bullish the soybean market. And in fact, I'm more bearish and further deterioration. One of the things I have been talking about is if things play out the way that I think they do, the price signals heading into planting are going to certainly incentivize corn acres. And maybe that's the case here this spring. But then when we get around to the fall, if we do have fewer soybean acres due to that, or corn bid some of the acres over to the soybeans, corn creates the incentive to where it takes soybean acres and turns them into corn acres. You know, that creates opportunities for maybe a little bit more of a bullish price pressure in the soybean market later in the calendar year.
That's Ben Brown with the University of Missouri along with us. I'll have more news right after this.
Can you predict the future? I can't.
That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. Joshua Gonzalez, a second grade teacher and agriculture committee chairman at River Trail School of Agricultural Science in Milwaukee Public Schools, has been named the 2024 Wisconsin Outstanding Teacher by the Wisconsin Agriculture in the Classroom program. Gonzalez's passion for agricultural literacy stems from personal experience and a vision to transform urban education. Reflecting on the pandemic's impact on food access, Gonzalez recalled his grandparents' backyard fruit trees in Puerto Rico, where neighbors shared harvests to support one another. Inspired by this memory, he now equips students to address food deserts and build sustainable, healthy communities through urban agriculture. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to the upper 20s for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight will drop to 16. Tomorrow, sunshine 23 on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high right around 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
You know, there's another Brian Regan in show business. It's a true story. He's a screenwriter, and he's really good. He wrote 102 Dalmatians and How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days and all these other good movies. But I didn't know about him. I was out on the road, and these people said, you want to do a local TV interview? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, that sounds good. They say, we want to do it out in front of the movie theater. I'm like, okay. Yeah, we want to have the 102 Dalmatians logo behind us during the interview. Okay. Does that look good on camera or something? So we're sitting in the little wooden chairs, and he goes, so tell me about the movie 102 Dalmatians. You know, that's a lot of dogs jumping around. You know it's going to be fun. How will 102 Dalmatians be different from 101 Dalmatians? I'm not a math expert. I'm gonna guess three dogs.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:37. It is Thursday. I know it feels like Monday to a lot of people today. It's Thursday. I am so confused when my garbage gets picked up because we have this double holiday thing going on. And I'm trying to calculate it, and I'm having trouble because, let's see, it was on a Tuesday, then it went to a Wednesday, because it's crazy, now it should be on Thursday, but it's not Thursday.
And I can't even help you, Don. I'm just as lost. I used to be the person who kind of set it for the block. If they saw me put mine out, then
there's
follow.
Always somebody in the neighborhood. They yes. check across. But I get these text messages from the city at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes.
And they tell me, it's garbage day. Take out your garbage.
And so. You almost have to do that now to kind of keep track of it. It is. It's. And then it's like, oh, shoot. Is it recycling week? Is it not?
Well, that's why I have the text message. It tells you on there.
It does. Yeah. There was some problems that they were having over this holiday. I just saw it blow up on social media where they were sending notices out saying they're picking up trash. And so it looked like a little
you don't really. I would last 9 seconds in that trash pickup job, and I'll tell you why. The first time people leave their trash next to the garbage pail, it's all laying out there, and they got to pick up one piece at a time. I saw the guy doing it the other day. I'd knock on the door and say, pick up your own garbage! At 9 seconds, I'd be employed and I'd be fired.
We've got some great courteous workers. Yeah, I get a lot.
Oh, they all get gift cards from me.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I have to go running out into the street to get them because I don't know the time they're coming. So I leave my door and I hear the truck coming. I run out and I give it to them. They're very appreciative.
So there's that golden heart. You do have it.
Oh, it's a $10 gift card.
But it's so thoughtful.
Then the letter carrier. Now, my letter carrier has blue hair. And she was wearing a hat one day, and I want to give it to some substitute. So I said, are you the one with blue hair? She goes, yes. I said, this is for you.
That's a beautiful gesture. And they do work really hard. So, and it doesn't matter what weather it is, they do have to come out there and if they're scheduled to either the mail or the trash.
What a thankless job, too.
For sure. Yeah. I'm glad that you pause and recognize them.
I'm a good person, aren't I?
You are, Doc.
But you are sharing your home with two people for a year. And our guest is from España, from Spain, Asier Ribagorda. He is a foreign exchange student in here until, what, June?
Yeah.
Do you want to go home in June or do you want to stay?
I don't know yet. I feel like, you know, I still have some months left, so I still have time to actually miss it that much.
Yeah. How's life in school here? Is it, I mean, there's a lot of dances. Do they still dances in school anymore?
They do. They are in a school, however, in Kenosha, Harborside Academy, which is more of like an alternative school. Uh-huh. And it doesn't have sports there. They go to Bradford in Kenosha to do their sports. He's in wrestling right now.
You're in wrestling too?
Yeah.
Wow. Can you beat up your roomie here from Belgium?
Do you guys actually wrestle off?
I mean, in the trainings, yeah, but we haven't, like, official wrestled.
I don't think I want to see that. Like, I'm having a hard time with wrestling, Don. I really am. It's hard to watch.
I'm going
to
kick your butt.
No, it's this motherly thing to watch, you know, all these babies.
My mother wouldn't let me get involved in sports.
Oh.
You're going to get hurt. Well, you know, so I couldn't get involved. And when I played basketball, I was the under the lights league in the summer. She would not let me. And the gym teacher said, well, why don't you play basketball? You're 6'5" at the time. I shrunk a little bit. And I said, my mother doesn't want me to. She thinks I'm going to get hurt.
Oh, see, I can relate to that. When I had to watch Ossie in his first match, it was difficult. Like, I did the recorder just so I can show him, and it was excruciating. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I feel like I want to jump in there and pull the other kid off him, and it is hard.
My son alone?
Yeah, it felt that way. And then you see these bloody noses and these pains, and he's out for a couple weeks because he's injured. It's a hard sport, but he was a soccer player back home, and so he's got so much strength in his legs. I mean,
soccer back home is huge.
Yeah,
it's not huge here. It never caught on. I don't know why. I enjoyed playing it in high school, but it never quite caught on. But it's huge. Now, that's your football, you call it, right?
Yeah.
Football. The football here, do they play that in Spain?
Not really.
Not really? No,
I mean, some people, like, in college. But if you go to, like, kids level, no.
Yeah, so he gets to see American football. He played volleyball at
Bradford. But you know what it is? It doesn't matter where you're in the world now. With the internet, you can see everything. Nothing's a surprise anymore.
Isn't that the truth?
Do you talk to your family on Facebook or whatever?
We use WhatsApp.
WhatsApp.
Yeah. Oh, what's up?
WhatsApp.
Oh, WhatsApp.
Yeah. What's up, Doc? WhatsApp.
What's up, Doc?
The WhatsApp. Yeah, so they'll do the video chatting, and you can connect with people from around the globe so easily now.
I know. It's just there's no, you know, but there's no mystery anymore.
But you know what? It is a good thing because there's one day I dropped the kids off at school in the morning, and it's this overwhelming sadness came over me. I'm like, oh my gosh, these boys aren't going to be here one day. And it was overwhelming. I was so saddened to think about it. So he's probably dreaming of going home, and I'm like, oh my gosh, don't leave me.
You know, a quick story, an aside, then we're going to get back to Asier. When I grew up in New York, and when I left, I was going to leave to go to Atlanta. And, you know, my apartment was all in the moving van, and I spent the last night at my mother's house. And she was laying in bed with my dad, and she said, Donald is never coming back. And my brother Jeffrey lived in Chicago at the time. He was going to medical school. And Jeffrey, you'll be back. And my father said, no. Donald is the mother and mom's boy. He's going to be back. Don't worry. He'll be back soon. Jeffrey will never come back. I never went back. Never went back. I mean, the visit. But I never came back. I went from Atlanta to Milwaukee. And I never came back. But your mother knows. My father was sure that I was coming back. And my brother did come back. It was just the opposite. But
we have these deep instincts that come upon us. But that's why I'm grateful for this technology now, because I can stay connected. Once Ossie and Dimitri go back, they'll get a flood of messaging for me, I'm sure. You probably ignore me like my children do sometimes.
When I drove from Atlanta to Milwaukee, my wife and daughter stayed there while I was setting up here. I drove from 1 o'clock in the morning for 24 hours all the way to Milwaukee with no cell phone. It didn't exist then. I had nothing. It was just me in the car. And my mother said, every time you stop for gas, you give me a call. And call collect, because I don't want to put 30 coins in the thing. Yeah. But there's no, you're driving and there's no contact. Mm-hmm. It's pitch dark and it's scary. Anyway, get back to a seer here. American TV and American movies, much the same as in Spain?
Kind of. The only difference is that I think no one watches TV in Spain anymore. Like some people, but most people are too busy to actually watch TV.
Radio. Let's talk about radio in Spain.
A lot of people enjoy radio. You know, like when you, for example, my mom, she takes an hour to go to Madrid, but it's usually more because there every day that she goes to Madrid is like a big, how do you call it, like traffic, a lot of traffic. She has like 30 minutes just waiting in the car, waiting to like go 1 mile. So she ended up listening to the radio and all that stuff. But the difference is that in Spain, most radios are based on only music. They don't talk, they don't say anything. You have like news radio or music radio. You don't have like middle one.
No disc jockeys? Oh, brother, I'd do well there, wouldn't I? I'd starve.
I'm quite impressed, actually, to hear that his mother has that long commute, because more than 10 minutes of a car ride when he first got here, that was like, where are we going? This is forever long. So our distance to things is a little bit different. So we went to a grocery store about a half hour away, and he thought we were taking a long holiday or something.
Did you leave a girl behind at high school in Spain?
No.
No girl behind? Nobody.
He's just picking them up here.
I'm not like that.
Yeah,
you were saving yourself for America.
If the listeners could see the smile on his face right now, he's quite the charmer. So,
how are the girls different here, the teenage girls?
I feel like in Spain, we're like a really joking people. Like, everyone likes to joke about everything. Like, my grandpa, my grandma, everyone in my family loves to joke, friends. Like, that's how we talk in Spain. If you go to Spain, actually, and talk to people, everyone is going to be making jokes about something. Like, it's really hard to have, like, a serious conversation unless you're, like, working or in a serious environment.
So they're light-spirited. That's good. And they stay up forever. Like, their timing is so different. Like, when they eat when we're all sleeping in bed. And the city just is awake.
I thought that it was like that everywhere. Like, in Spain, for example, the thing is we eat five times a day, usually. Like, most people eat five times a day. So the usual time, kind of, to go to sleep is around 11, 10, 11. And I thought that eating dinner at 9 was, like, everywhere in the world. I didn't know, like, people eat so early.
Well, that's called supper, when you eat late. It's dinner at 6 o'clock, it's supper at 9 o'clock.
Oh.
But it's not late for us, that's the point. Like, for us, it's the usual, you know?
Well, I eat about seven times a day. I've had seven meals a day. I don't cut it down to three. So, all right. We're talking to Asir Ribagorda. My New York East coming out. They were seeing Ribagorda. And his sponsor is Melissa Caprillion. And he's going to school in Kenosha. But you play high school. You just play sports at Bradford. How does that work?
That's how, because that school doesn't have a sport. So
you can be sports in another high school?
That's right.
Oh, okay. I'm Change. It's 7:48. Local news. Timeless. It's here at WRJN. Do not move.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Are you an annoying know-it-all? Answering questions no one asked of you? Do people often ask you, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have knowledgeable sleep experts specifically trained to help match you with the right mattress, so anyone, even people like you, can sleep all night long. All night. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
It is Fade, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it fouls.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
WRJN. And good morning at 7:50. Looking for a partly sunny day today with a high near 30. Becoming clear tonight. Lows around 16. Missed the Aurora Borealis the other day. It was too cloudy. Sunny with a high near 24. Sunny Saturday, highs 22. And cloudy Sunday with a high near 26. Cloudy and 24 degrees right now at Radio Park. Asir, how's that 20-degree temperature feeling? Now, you don't do Fahrenheit. You do Celsius there. So it's a little different. But is it cold here? Colder than your home?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, really?
Like, but he likes it.
Well, that's good. I want
like
to. Yeah, but you haven't lived until you're 20 degrees below zero.
You know what? He loves to see his breath. And all of us were like, oh my gosh, we can see our breath. It's too cold. Let's go back inside. He's like, let me go outside to see if I can see my breath in the air.
My coat here, it weighs about 40 pounds. It's the first time I ever got a coat where I can really feel the warmth. Now, you went yesterday to the those nuts jumping into Lake Michigan,
yes,
right?
Yes, Splash and Dash, yes.
I couldn't remember. I called it the Polar Plunge. Splash and Dash, that's what it's called.
Splash and Dash. We got there just like a minute late. We were coming up and
it started at 12 on the dot. It was over at 12:02.
That was it, I know. But Dimitri still went in and jumped in, got his video and everything.
He went in?
He went in.
Did you jump in the lake?
Oh, no. He stayed in bed.
Smart guy. Okay.
Yeah, he stayed in bed. He's like, you guys are nuts. Okay. Yeah,
my wife used to do that. She used to run in. When I first met her, I was the coat man. The towel bearer. And she used to run into the lake and run back. I wrapped her up quick and we got out. I said, what are you thinking?
This is
how you get double pneumonia.
But I heard that's really good for you. I'm not going to go that route.
Well,
there's other things that are good for
you. It wasn't that cold yesterday. Mm-hmm. But I've been at those things where it's 10 degrees and they had an ice berm.
Yes.
They had to use dynamite to blow the ice berm up so people can get in and out. Because otherwise, they can't get out.
Yeah.
And then you got those people staying in the water for like a half hour because they got to, make sure all the people that came in are also leaving.
I made sure we were right next to the fire department. There was a crew there case, right? Yeah. But after a while, they were watching some people staying in the water, and they said, hey, all right, time to get out. So they must have been kind of monitoring the time. It's like, no, not on our watch. Can't be out there that long.
Do you know when they do that, the triathlon? I don't do it anymore in Racine, but they used to do triathlons here. And, it was bicycling, it was running, and it was swimming. You know how they made sure all the people were out of the water? How they knew?
No.
If there were no bicycles left, everybody got out. If there was a bicycle left, they had to go search in the water for them.
Interesting.
It was the bicycle count. That's how they made sure.
Oh, well, makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
You know something interesting?
What?
The difference here is that in Spain, when I used to get out, because in Spain, we use a lot of public transportation.
So I just go to the school by my own. I would just take the bus at like 7 a.m. and go to the school. The interesting thing is that I usually don't get like coats. I would just get like shorts and a short sleeve. And in the morning, yeah, it was cold. Like, I'm talking about December, like 20 December. It will be cold, but at the moment it hits like 10, 11 a.m., it goes so warm that you don't feel like it's winter. Like, you can be with the shorts and the short sleeve, completely calm, taking class.
Well, we had that 50-degree temperature 2 weeks ago, and I said, oh, this is, I love this winter. And then, pew, right down to 16 degrees.
But when you have foreign exchange students staying with you, I'm saying, I want to see that really big snowfall. I want to take them sledding. I want them to experience Wisconsin the way that we remember.
You know what you do? Then you go up to Hurley and let them go up there. Bring them up to the top of the state. We don't want it
just,
down here.
We might just have to do that because I want them to experience that. It did snow the once, and I said, Ossie, did you see it? And he's like, I got 20 pictures already. So
he already had the big snow there of 100 inches or whatever it was.
It was, I remember, it was so funny because I know the story. So I live like really close to my town hall, like a minute away walking. So it was so funny because I was going to hang out with my friends at the town hall because it was like snowing and we're like, oh, you know, let's do a snowball fight that we've never been able to. And it started snowing more and more. And the only thing I brought was like shorts and shorts. I didn't even bring gloves.
Didn't even think you have to bundle up when you wear snow or and when you see snow.
That's the thing. I live like a minute away walking. When I realized that it was going to be like a big snow, it took me like, I'm not even joking, like 10 minutes walking to my house. It usually takes me one. And it was so bad. Like, do you know that level of cold when you get a hot shower and you feel like you're cold? That was how I was. Like, it was so
that
cold that day.
That can be so unhealthy. But us around here, we feel that.
Do you have trouble doing the temperature? Now, you work with Celsius in Europe, and that's where they...
I just read the phone.
You can go back and forth between Fahrenheit and Celsius. You don't have a problem?
I just get the phone. I open the phone.
You get the phone.
Phone. Yeah, the phone yeah, tells us. We don't got to think too hard.
Yeah, now, what about also in meters and feet and inches and miles and because kilometers and...
We've actually seen that in school. So if I remember correct, I think it was like 3.2, then 1.4, something like that for like passing.
You're looking at me, Ossie, I would be using my phone.
It's so hard. I don't get it. Like,
but even weight, you know, they have to watch their weight in wrestling.
Yeah.
So converting their weight.
Reminds me of my early 20s. I was in Israel. And I don't know how people pick up the language because I knew a little, but they speak so fast. And I, what? What'd you say? And I thought, oh, they're going to be a breeze. I can speak this. I could speak it if you speak like this, I might be able to understand. But when you're speaking your regular speed, and I'm a fast talker, I don't know what they're saying.
Yeah. But Ossie does really good, doesn't he?
He does great.
Yeah. He's, you know, there's a lot that I wish that my son, my 11-year-old, would be able to pick up some of the language, but we're totally
Albondigas is meatballs. You got to albondigas. Am I saying that right? Albondigas, yeah. Right? Yeah, meatballs.
But fascinating, Don, which I told you, that was the one thing we're going to be making tonight for dinner. And it's
albondigas.
The word you know. So.
Now, I got to ask you, because I asked Dimitri the same question. The girls in school, that accent, they must love that accent. Do they flock to you with that accent? Because he has a French accent. You have more of a Spanish accent.
Yeah.
Do they flock to you and they say, oh.
So I don't really know about the accent because if I'm honest, when I'm in school, I'm like on my own. I like focusing on my studies, on my exams, on my homework. I don't really like talking to people. I like talking to some people, but I'm not like a real social person in school. So when I was introducing myself at the start of the year, no one like cared about the accent until I said like, oh, I'm from Spain. And then we were like, I love Spain.
He does get that. That
I
is
love Taco Bell. Oh, no. That's Mexican. That's,
the response.
That happened a lot. Like a lot of people Spain. Saying like, which part of South America are you from? Like, I'm from Europe, you know?
Which part of what?
South America.
South America.
Yeah.
That shows you the mentality here.
Isn't that the truth? But there's such a mystique, even if you look at us here.
Yeah.
You can tell. There's a mystique about him. And so I think that's pretty much the draw. I mean, he has this good balance between being introverted and extroverted. But I think the women, The young ladies are drawn to his mystique, and then when he talks, and then you get the whole accent, and you know the viewers don't get to see us here, but it's very European looking. I love looking at his fashion, the things that he buys when he's here. It's it is quite interesting. I'm like, what? My 11-year-old's quite fascinated too. The style and pants aren't tapered and fitted. They're very flary and fun, and that kind of matches your personality, Asir. You're flary and fun.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you here. What a nice guy.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, what a nice guy. And you didn't know this, but actually we let him run something here a few minutes ago, and it worked perfect.
Oh,
nobody knew about it. Yeah,
nobody
let him
knew.
Hit some of the buttons here, because I wouldn't mind having a producer here doing this, and I'll sit in your position.
I was like, you better watch out, but it sounds like you're welcome to it. You
let
might
him
just
come.
Be, come on over and do that. Stay here in America.
It's a pleasure having you here.
It was a pleasure to meet
you. And you're going back in June. You want to come back, though, eventually?
Why not?
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, yeah. To come back here, you could. What are the visas? How does that work?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Visas, keep your passport current, and he always will have a place to come.
By the way, how are your grades? I didn't ask you that.
It's different. Like, I don't think my grades are bad. Like, for example, if we can test, I think, like, my lowest was, like, a 3.5 out of 4.
He's
and
doing
it was because
good.
Of the language.
Yeah, he's doing good.
I think the hardest thing for me is the homework. Because in homework in Spain, it was like, if classes were, like, 15 minutes, it will be 40 minutes of pages, like, reading, and then 10 minutes of, okay, do this homework. You don't finish it, you do it home. But here it's like, okay, we're going to do this for 4 days. I'm not used to that. I've never done that.
I was in the National Honor Society. Proof, you don't need to do homework, because I never did it. And my grades were so-so, and I still got into the National Honor Society. You enjoy the rest of your school year here.
Thank you.
And it's a pleasure having you here.
I hope you have a great year.
Yeah. Pleasure having you here. Thank you very much, Asir. And thank you, Melissa, for bringing us here in today.
Thank you, John.
Do you have any more? There's two. You have any more at home?
No more foreign exchange students, but always lots of excitement.